It's Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Josh with Stuart. A few weeks ago in our working segment, we talked about so-called encore careers and how older workers can follow their passion into a new job. That prompted a question from one of our listeners who's having trouble making her late-in-life career change. Brandon Smith is back this morning to continue that conversation. Hi, Brandon.
Joshua, a listener letter. It's always exciting.
Interestingly, we talked basically about becoming self-employed in your encore career, your second act. But Karen writes in with a practical obstacle that I suspect a lot of folks face. I'm now eligible to retire from my state job and want to start a second career. I'm 56 years old with graduate degrees, and I'm having difficulty finding anyone who will hire me. They appear to want someone younger with less experience for these lesser paying jobs. I want more freedom and less responsibility so I can now begin to do what I want to do in life. Do you have any ideas how I might present myself better so I can get a job? Why do you think folks are shying away from Karen?
Oh, okay. It is not fair. It is not right. But Karen has a 5 in front of her age.
Right, but she wants the lesser paying job. She wants the less responsibility.
Karen has a 5 in front of her age.
Right, but she's willing to bring all of her experience
Karen
and great
has a
qualifications.
5 in front of her
That's
age.
That's it?
It's that simple. She has 2 double whammies against her. The 5 in front of her age, and then this career in government work. If you've been working in government for your entire career, to the private sector, it appears as though you like slow pace, you like doing the status quo, you don't like to be pushed. All those negative perceptions are attached to government work.
So you're saying it's not really about the money?
No.
It's not even about her education or her qualifications?
No. So she has solopreneur written all over her.
I'm sorry, what?
A solopreneur. And here's what I mean by that. Essentially a contractor. It eliminates a lot of the issues and concerns that companies might have. Because you're not saying, hey, come take care of me. In fact, Karen's not saying that. She just wants an interesting, stimulating job that she can contribute, bring her knowledge to, really make a difference and impact.
And supplement her retirement.
And supplement her retirement and have some flexibility. Well, what better way to do that than as a solopreneur or contractor? You make more money. On average, solopreneurs or contractors make somewhere between 25 and 50% more. Because the company doesn't have to pay for the benefits, so they're willing to pay you more. You have flexibility. You can work when you want to work or not, or when you don't want to work.
She's applying for jobs. How does she then turn that into becoming this solopreneur?
She needs to decide what kind of work does she want to do. And then she needs to just start to kind of package herself that way and start having some meetings with people that are maybe in those kinds of roles in other organizations and go and say, hey, look, I'm approaching retirement. I would love to continue to help and support what you're doing. As many hours as you want to give me, I'm happy to take. I'll be a contractor. And let's talk about what that might look like.
Should she go to these companies that have jobs that they're posting and say this?
She could. And all of a sudden, that makes her a lot more interesting and competitive. Companies right now are very worried and fearful about hiring someone full-time. So eliminate all those other preconceived, unfair notions about her because of kind of her work history and where she's at in life. By going in that way, and all of a sudden, she becomes a really interesting candidate.
Well, Karen, good luck to you. And Brandon, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Karen, good luck.
Brandon Smith is a career consultant and workplace coach who comes by most weeks for our working segment. You can send him your questions through the Working and Career blog at gpb.org.